Saturday night rally, the centre cannot hold James Ivins, Lambeth and Southwest London Socialist Party. Things fall apart, the centre cannot halt, WB eats during an earlier revolutionary time. Claire Lacker-Mansfield, Socialist Party National Youth and Student Organiser, chose these words to open 2016's exceptional rally for socialism. Stood in front of a giant's fist in five colours, stamped with the words Resist Trump, Claire explained, Trump's rise is a symptom of the profound failure of the capitalist system. There are those who argue the left should enter a period of political mourning and despair. Here, we say, don't mourn. Organize. Darletta Scruggs of Socialist Alternative, the Socialist Party's co-thinkers in the United States, reported huge openness to our ideas. They have already led mass protests. In the US, for decades, the word socialism has been used as a taboo word, it has been stigmatized. But for a socialist organization of 900 members to make a call and mobilize 40,000 people shows the correctness of socialist ideas. Within 27 hours we had 400 online applicants signing up to join our organization. Trump v. Sanders. Socialist Party General Secretary Peter Tuff asked why, is it that a misogynist, a racist bigot, a representative of big business par excellence, was allowed to come to power? The simple answer is, that his opponent Hillary Clinton stood for more of the same. I like to say Obama swag surfed neoliberalism for 8 years, said Darletta. Peter noted the overwhelming majority of the real working class and youth were behind Bernie Sanders. And Sanders' failure has an urgent warning for us. Don't compromise with the right. The Socialist Party wants to play a full part in fighting to claim labor for the working class. But if labor does not readmit us, that's not a tragedy. When 18 million people refuse to pay Thatcher's hated poll tax, bringing down the policy and ending her career, who organized them? It wasn't the labor leaders. It wasn't the general counsel of the TUC. It was militant, the forerunner of the Socialist Party. And there have been important victories recently too. 2 million school students struck in Spain in October against attacks on education, led by militant socialists in Izquierda Revolucionaria. In 2 months, they have recruited over 3,000 more students to the student union they play a leading role in. Juan Ignacio Ramos, Izquierda Revolucionaria General Secretary, reported, we have built active groups of the student union in more than 500 secondary schools, in more than 90 universities. Izquierda Revolucionaria was once part of the Committee for a Workers' International, along with the Socialist Party. 24 years ago, our paths separated in a painful split. Hoarse at times with passion, and waving his fist defiantly, Juan declared, now we are readying the knot of the common history which unites our organizations. A thundering cheer burst out as we took to our feet. There was uproarious applause, and chanting of El Pueblo, Unido, Jamás Será Vencido. Residents of the Butterfields estate in East London saved their homes. Anna Palumbo was one of them. I'm here tonight to testify that if you fight, you have a chance to win. We faced intimidation and bullying. But we decided to fight. We decided not to budge. Our amazing Linda and Nancy Taff, with other amazing members of the Socialist Party, organized us, led our marches, raised our voices to the media. They wiped out our tears when we lost our hope. And we won. Another ringing standing ovation. Public sector union PCS defeated a mortal threat this year. Chris Bohr, PCS Assistant General Secretary and Socialist Party member, read from an HM Revenue and Customs Management document. Instead of taking on tax dodgers, it proposed to achieve the complete degradation of PCS's organizing capability. The government tried to choke the union by stopping members paying dues directly from their wages. In response, the PCS re-recruited 152,000 of the 160,000 members the government had de facto removed from the union. They beat the Tories. Sean Hoyle, president of Militant Transport Union RMT, is still fighting a vital battle. Rail bosses want to scrap safety critical guards, to save £20 billion, wrong phrase, to collect £20 billion to hand to privateers. Opportunity. Socialist Party Executive Committee member Judy Beeshan reported that pharmaceutical company GlaxoSmithKline made £1 billion from the collapse of sterling. And what did they do? They immediately announced massive dividends. They give to their class. Tonight, you have the opportunity to give to yours. This financial appeal raised tens of thousands. The Butterfields tenants gave £100. Seen said, rule number one in our Bible, our MT rulebook, is that we must strive to replace the capitalist system with a socialist order. He vowed that under his presidency, that won't just be empty words. It has never been more necessary to spread the ideas of socialism, said Peter. We are the party who will go to the end. Darletta concluded, let's build a society our children can be proud of. We have the opportunity to win. And I say, let's get free, family.